Earlier today, Seattle socialist mayoral candidate Katie Wilson had a presser outside of Como Plaza. Luckily, it's pretty close by to where we are. It's our old stomping grounds. And Young Zach from The Morning Show, which you can catch every single weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio 570 KVI, headed right on over there to catch the presser. And in the process, got some awesome audio. Zach, what'd you find out?
Yeah, it was real homecoming. You know, I walked over there and they said, "Hey, you don't work here anymore." I said, "Don't worry about it."
Did they say that to Jimmy Kimmel too?
Well, that's actually kind of why we were assembled there.
I was going to say, speaking of, we moved out of there 2 years ago, and you seem to have spent a lot of time at Cole Plaza.
Yeah, Mike and I went out there on, was that Wednesday?
Yeah.
Wednesday, we walked over there and saw some sad old protesters.
Oh.
They were real sad.
Real sad. The fattest dog I've ever seen.
Is that
also
when you
sad.
Guys, is that when you guys told me to go over there and do a lap of the place, but they were gone by then? Is that what it was?
They've been having a lot of protests where you do a lap by then and they're gone. That seems to be the theme of their protest. Yeah. That was a different day. That was...
Friday, maybe. Maybe Monday. Maybe
I think it was
Friday.
Last week.
Yeah.
I think it was last week on Friday.
Okay.
And then they had another protest on Wednesday that was lackluster and ended promptly at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
You know, it was dinner time for them.
Yes. Early bird special.
Yeah. Well, this was also a lackluster and sad event. A press conference for mayoral candidate Katie Wilson. There were no supporters. There was really, I think she had one or two staff members with her.
Why is Katie all alone? No friends, no friends. Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted you, Zach. Continue. Yes.
Oh, no. I liked that rendition quite a lot. But she gathers the press to announce to the press that she will not be speaking until the funny man returns to Como 4.
Wait a second.
It's all because of Kimmel.
Wait a second. So she is backing out of the mayoral debate on Como News.
Bingo.
Because of Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel probably pulls a real Thanos thing here and goes, "I don't even know who you are." He probably appreciates the support. But come on. I mean, did she get pummeled in the debate that I missed the other night?
Yes.
Ah, so that's really why we're having this press conference. If you get pummeled by a guy who's been pummeled in the head too many times, then odds are you're probably going to lose again.
But until the former Seattle shock jock radio host makes a return to late night TV that no one watches, right, she won't debate Bruce Harrell. Not on Como's time.
Right, right.
All right, so Zach, you're down there. I assume you're not alone. There's probably one or two other people. I think I saw one of the former Stranger writers was down there.
All the big
too.
TV stations were there. I think one or two other radio stations and some journalists allegedly from print outlets, I guess.
Do you find it entertaining that the other stations are saying Como News a lot?
Yeah,
in
it's
their
pretty
broadcast?
Funny. It was funny to see King and Cairo get the Como logo in the background.
Yeah, no doubt. Sidebar, Ari, are we secretly in a secret alliance with Hannah Krieg? Because it's like Ari Hoffman, Hannah Krieg, anti-Harold.
This is right.
That doesn't make us pro Wilson.
You got the two hands going together. No, Mike, I think actually what you found here is we both hate similar aspects of the story, but for different reasons.
Yes, violently different
Very
reasons.
Very different reasons. But so she's all like, "See, she's not going because of Como's evil and Jimmy Kimmel and whatever." And I'm like, "She's not going because Como's not airing Jimmy Kimmel." So it's coming from different perspectives, but it's united in the same thing, which is really weird.
Yes.
Zach, tell us what happened.
The enemy of my enemy is still my enemy, I guess.
Well, so not only does she make this big law, it was just very funny. She's using, she's gone through her thesaurus and is using very big words.
Listen to a couple Bad Religion records.
To explain why she won't be debating Harold, but then has to say, "Until they air Jimmy Kimmel." Which was funny. But then she uses the platform to bring more attention to her media voucher program, which is akin to the democracy voucher. She said that, by the way, that, you know, like the democracy vouchers, we should do media vouchers so every Seattle resident can give some money to their media outlet of choice.
So, also, voucher?
Very good. So let me make sure I got this right. The democracy voucher program, which is a failure, which actually has less people using it than it did when it first started, which all the numbers show it's a colossal failure and nobody knows where the money's going, which many people, if they had actually showed up to vote, could have shut this thing down if they had even known the vote was happening. Now she wants to give the media vouchers as well?
Yeah, but she said other countries have done it too.
How can we hold governments, corporations, and other powerful actors accountable without skilled journalists doing the painstaking work of digging into what is really going on behind the facade? How can voters make informed decisions in local elections? This is a big problem, a national problem, but right here in Seattle, we can help to forge a solution. Part of the answer is public funding. Until the middle of the last century, U.S. newspapers were heavily supported by postal subsidies. Many countries around the world, from Norway to Germany to Japan, publicly fund news media at substantial levels. Today, the U.S. is an outlier. As mayor, I will propose strengthening local journalism through a program modeled on Seattle's pioneering democracy voucher program.
Okay. She just said she wants our media to be like Germany.
Jawohl. Yes.
Duh.
So, we want the United States of America to be like Germany's media.
Yes. Only in the state-sponsored media realm, yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, not only does she want to be like Germany in terms of whatever we're publishing, but she wants it to be paid for by the state.
Well, yeah, because the postal subsidies have gone away.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, that's why journalism is failing. I'm sure that's what it is.
I thought it was because we did a poor job, but it was pretty funny just to see her go on this whole rant about we need more journalism, we need more speech, we need more democracy, but also, until Jimmy Kimmel comes back to Como form, no democracy for you. There will be no debates. Dear. There will be no me talking to Bruce Harrell.
Oh, wow. Okay. Were there any other fun sound bites?
Yeah, I got one more audio clip of her. Just explaining what democracy is, really.
In these dark times, the problems can feel overwhelming. But we all also have the power to be part of the solutions. That can mean standing up and speaking out against federal overreach and censorship, as protesters have done right here in this spot several times in the past couple weeks. That can mean supporting independent local news outlets with your own dollars. And that can mean paying attention, getting informed, and participating in our local democracy. I am proud to be in a position today to play a small role in resisting the creep of authoritarianism in our country. And I hope that Sinclair Broadcast Group will decide to stand up and do their part too. Thank you.
I'm surprised that when she's talking about solutions right after the Germany thing, she wasn't talking about final solutions. Ooh. Because I'll tell you, it's like with regard to this, she's talking about government authoritarianism. The government has nothing to do with this when you're talking about a private company that doesn't want to air garbage content anymore, that costs them a ton of money, that gets no ratings.
She also says, make sure to give your dollars to local news outlets. So I assume whether it be a newspaper subscription or if you're a small business, taking out ads on your local AM radio stations, particularly the conservative ones. But also, she goes in her speech earlier, she says, I'm suspending all ad dollars on Como for my campaign.
God love you. What am I talking about?
You cannot make this up. She said, go out and support local journalism. But also, from this point forward, I will not be spending any money on this here local news outlet, which right. She also says, I don't blame the journalists. I don't blame anybody in that building. It's the parent company's fault.
So we're going to blame the company because of the parent company.
Because Trump. Because Kimmel.
Okay. Yeah. I got you.
We're all up to speed. Easy.
Yeah, there you go. We've done it. We've done it, friends.
How could she lose?
Wow. As I said from the beginning, I think this race between Katie Wilson and Bruce Harrell is going to be tight. I think he's going to eke it out in the end. I wouldn't be surprised if he does, but I think it's going to be bloody, and I don't think he comes away from it looking that great. And I think that
he's
next time
he's had a whole
time,
term, and he hasn't come away from that looking that great.
Exactly. Right. Exactly right. And I think what's going to happen is he's going to be more vulnerable afterwards, and they're going to run somebody even more radical next time who has a better chance of winning, who may do a better job of hiding it. Well, thank you, Zach. Do appreciate it. Don't forget you can catch Zach on the morning ride every single morning right here on Talk Radio 570 KVI from 6 to 9 a.m. Do appreciate it. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.